Good morning, everybody. It's 10:30 in the morning here in Maine on the 17th of November, 2021. I'm Larry Jacobs, but where we are going today, it's about, I think, 3 hours earlier. I think it's only 7:30, might be 8:30 there, in Elko, Nevada, which is in northeast Nevada, kind of like Maine is to the United States. So I've never been there before, talking to the school district there, their tech coordinator and digital coach at the county school district in Elko, Nevada, is Sarah Ainsley Jolie Tissart, and she will be there. Okay, and also I've got Karen Buehrer. Dr. Buehrer she's been on before, Karen. She's Discovery Education Senior VP, and there has been a very interesting thing where a company called Nevada Gold Mines purchased Discovery Education's digital platform for all the schools, okay, in the state, I believe, okay, which I think is wonderful. So we're going to talk about how that developed and how the use of the product has changed things in both in this particular rural community of Elko, Nevada, which is absolutely a beautiful place. We're going to archive the show over at ace-ed.org. That's the home website of our Consortium for Education. Please go over there, check it out. It's all about equity. You'll really enjoy it. Our magazine, Equity and Access, is over there. A link to our new website, SEL Today, is over there. And all of our podcasts are there as well. Everything's there, ace-ed.org. And off we go as if in magic to Elko, Nevada. First of all, say hello to my friend Karen. How you doing, Karen? It's Karen Buehrer.
Hi.
Larry here.
I am well, Larry. How are you? Good to talk to you again.
It's a pleasure to have you here, my dear, and it's a beautiful day here in Maine, in the northeast United States. And if we go to that northeast corner of Nevada, we wind up in Elko. Am I right, Sarah?
Yes, you are right. And it's actually a cold morning here. It was frost on my windshield this morning.
You're up in the mountains, right? The way I saw, I was looking at pictures. It's beautiful. It's an out of the way place, like Maine is, where I live. And I have never been there to Elko. Yeah, I've been to, you know, Las Vegas and Reno and all that sort of stuff. All right? But this, I just want to put this in perspective. It's 6 hours from Vegas. It's, I think, 4 hours from Reno and 3 hours from Salt Lake City. You guys are really, and it's this beautiful little town. Am I right, Sarah?
Yes. It is a beautiful town. We have lots of mountain ranges, including the Rubies, which are gorgeous.
Oh, go ahead. Yeah. I thought you were going to tell me some more about the mountains. That's just fine. I mean, it's a place I didn't know about.
It's a beautiful Memorial Canyon, lots of hiking, and
Are you from there?
I'm not originally. I've been here 15 years. I'm originally from Utah, but moved here 15 years ago, and I just love this community.
You can walk there from Utah. I'm only kidding. Don't do that.
It takes a little bit, but it is not far from the Utah border.
It's really cool. So I got to thank Discovery for putting this show together. It's really cool. Tell us about the school district in Elko. Sarah, by the way, I pronounced your last name wrong. It's Tissart. D-E-S-A-R-T. Sorry, I pronounced it wrong before.
Oh, gosh, you're fine.
I said dessert, and you live in the desert, which made it even crazier, you know, so it was just all those things put together. I apologize.
Oh, gosh, it's all, it's fine. So it's about, we actually have 10,000 students, but we're spread out over a huge geographic area. So it's quite a large area with tons of little rural schools. We actually have 4 one-room schoolhouses that serve K-8 teachers. K-8 students. Then we have larger schools. I'm actually at a high school right now, and they have about 800 students at their high school. So it's very diverse, the different needs of our community, especially because we have a lot of ranching. And so we have cowboys here. The National Cowboy Poetry Festival takes place here. So our students are quite spread out over a huge geographic area. And so we have to figure out how to provide the learning to all these students.
Yeah, in your description, I have a big smile on my face. It's so cool. It's so different from where I live in the Northeast, you know, and I just love hearing about this kind of thing. We all seem to think everybody lives exactly like we do, and of course, as you go across the country, you find that that is not actually accurate, okay? Everybody lives differently, and I think it's a beautiful thing. I must ask, and Karen, I will get back to you in a minute, but I must ask, with the pandemic, okay, and all the aggravation the pandemic brought, and I live in a rural area as well, all right, and I'm curious, but yours is far more spread out. Okay, my state is probably as big as your county, okay? And you know, how did you handle it with the pandemic, you know, and broadband and just all that sort of thing? I imagine it was fairly difficult.
Yes, when we initially shut down, in the fall of 2020, we were all distant, and we had just enough Chromebooks. I think we only had like 20 spares in the beginning. So we were able to give everyone a Chromebook, but that wasn't the big issue. Although our schools have really good internet, the tech department has really worked for the schools, but our students didn't. And so we did get hotspots, but sometimes in the hotspots, they're too remote. So just trying to provide the right hotspot, we had a certain type, and then we had to get another type just because the towers, where they fall, you might be getting one service or the next. So that's how, luckily, we were able to, with hotspots and with working with the community, able to provide broadband or internet somehow to the students. And then this fall, although we started back, we had a big wave come through our community of lots of COVID cases. So really
sorry to hear that.
This fall. Yeah, so we had, even though our schools were in session, we had to put a lot of kids on exclusions, and they had to be home again. And so the teachers had to adjust, and I'm teaching in the classroom with the students that could come, but the students that are at home for varying times. You know, they might be out for 2 weeks, it might be longer, it might be shorter, but, and this constant change of students that are coming and going, so that was another big challenge that we had to face this year, and getting the teachers ready to teach in that type of conditions or learning environment. Yeah.
Right. Wow. That's a lot. And of course, the other thing that trouble with the broadband signal is mountain ranges. Okay, which you are kind of in the middle of them. You know. Wow. That's just
Nevada has the most mountain ranges of any state because it's just like this huge accordion that got folded. And so it's just mountain range after mountain range in Nevada.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
That's a great way to put it. I love that. Okay. That's super. Okay. And by the way, I wanted to say you are a digital coach and technology coordinator at the county school district. Okay. So you were right in the heart of the middle of that. All right. Now, somebody put on a cape. Hi, Karen. Somebody put on a cape in the company called Nevada Gold Mines. Okay. This is fascinating to me. Okay. And like Superman, okay, or Supergirl, whatever you want to say. I come at Superman and not Superwoman, Karen. I just realized that. It's Supergirl, but it's Superman.
Because the fact that it's Supergirl and Superwoman is just totally known. Larry, that's what it is. Everybody.
She grew up to be Superwoman. Like we had Superboy, then we had Superman, but Supergirl remains Supergirl. I don't understand that. We need Superwoman there, but at any rate, just thought of that after all these years of reading Superman comic books. Okay, it took me a while. Sorry, I'm a little behind the times there. Okay, now I have tell me about this, Karen. You worked to put this. Somehow this all came together. There's a company called Nevada Gold Mines. And if I'm reading this correctly, they bought the Discovery digital platform for all the schools in Elko County or all the schools in the state, Nevada Gold Mines. They get a hero.
Yeah,
they get a statue. What's going on? Karen, what's going on? Right.
Well, here's a really great thing, Larry. It was actually a partnership between the Nevada Department of Education and then Nevada Gold Mines. So, you know, Sarah mentions the two words constant change, which is totally representative of these past 2 years. But when the pandemic really started, the Nevada Department of Ed launched what they called the Nevada Digital Learning Collaborative. And they did that to be able to provide support for educators, students, and families. And so as they started, you know, thinking about, all right, what do we want, you know, as part of this collaborative, they realized that, you know, the first thing they wanted was to, for teachers and students and parents to have at their fingertips great content. And so at the same time, the Nevada Gold Mines organization was saying, look, we've got to help our state because
wow.
we know that so many, just like Sarah was explaining, so many of our districts are rural and really
yep.
need that support. And we want to make sure that they've got everything they need at their fingertips. So between the Nevada Department of Ed and the Nevada Gold Mines, this partnership came together bringing in Discovery Education to help support everybody who had these needs at the time. And even continuing, you know, as Sarah talks about this year, I think we all thought that as we got into this year, we were going to start going back to quote-unquote normal. And that has not happened at all.
I don't know what normal is anymore.
Don't
worry about normal. Normal is
right.
what it is right now. I have to say something, two things, actually. First of all, the Department of Education in Nevada is run by their superintendent, Joan Ebert.
Ebert.
How to pronounce it? Is it Ebert or Ebert?
It's Ebert. Yep, Joan Ebert.
Ebert, thank you. Okay, just like it's spelled. Mm-hmm. Okay, she's a terrific state superintendent. So it doesn't surprise me, okay, that she figured this out. Okay, and then I've been saying this for years. Companies, industry needs to step up. Okay, they have the money to do it where school districts don't, okay? And they need a workforce, and that's what school districts do. We train their future workforce, all right? And the fact that Nevada Gold Mines, and I hope they listen to this show sometime, that they stepped up and actually did this, I can't say enough good about that company. Okay?
Exactly.
It's just exactly what's supposed to be done. They just did it, and I don't know how much fanfare they got, but they deserve a lot of fanfare. Not that they particularly asked for it. They just understand the situation. If the world's corporations don't step up for education, they're not going to have a future workforce. It's that simple. So congratulations.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, it's
right.
amazing. Well, I have to ask Karen, did you work with them at all? You, as part of Discovery, were they involved at all?
They work with our corporate education partnership team. You know, they have a great relationship with them to be able to say, like, look, what is it that we can do to help and support these schools? And our corporate education partnership team then works with them to say, okay, here's where we think that we can go. And now we just had, for example, an event in Nevada, actually in Las Vegas about probably 3 or 4 weeks ago to celebrate, you know, the 1 year anniversary of this partnership. And
wow.
Nevada Gold Mines was there, Joan Ebert and Jonathan Moore, deputy superintendent, and several teachers and administrators. So, you know, it's just been something really fabulous to celebrate over this past year.
I'm just flabbergasted, and it finally happened. Somebody actually stepped up and did this. Congratulations, Discovery, and Dr. Ebert, and the whole Department of Education, okay, and Nevada Gold Mines. A big thank you, because, boy, you were a shining paradigm out there. So let me ask you this. So, Sarah, all of a sudden this gift is handed to you, like a gold-covered Santa Claus, if I may, because they're gold mines.
Yeah.
Okay. Wait a minute, let me finish. He's got golden reindeer. They've got golden reindeer with a golden sleigh because they're Nevada Gold Mines. They can afford this. Okay?
Yeah.
And they gave your school district, that we're talking about Elko County, okay, where they gave you the Discovery platform. So talk about this. Okay, how'd that all come about? How'd they work with you? How'd it all happen once the gift occurred?
I want to kind of touch a little bit on what you said about Nevada Gold Mines and how the workforce, it is a huge part of our economy here, and a lot of people work for them, my husband included. And the gold mines are actually needing, there's a lot of technology actually involved in it.
Absolutely.
So when you think of mining, you don't necessarily think technology, but there is a lot involved.
I do.
With the machines. And so that's definitely a great that they did this, because our first obstacle was the devices and hotspots. The second was just training the teachers technology. And then the third was we need digital content. We don't have digital content that the teachers can push out to the students that they can access. And we just didn't want to find anything. We wanted high-quality learning resources. And so that's why Discovery Ed has been so valuable, is because it's not only high quality, but it can be accessible anywhere, wherever the students are learning at. It has so many, like this huge library of resources that only include the videos, the quizzes, choice boards, interactive, and just huge amount of support for teachers, like the spotlight on strategies and ways teachers can learn about these different tools. So the teachers were able to access really easily Discovery Ed through the Clever portal, and all the students can get into Clever, which leads them to Discovery Ed. The classrooms were built through Clever into Discovery Ed, so then the teachers can assign the whatever they're pulling from Discovery Ed right there within that platform. So, and it also worked well with the LMS systems that we have. So,
Good.
Yeah.
And you know, there's two aspects. And by the way, thank you for bringing up more about Nevada Gold Mines. They deserve a lot of credit. Okay. And I can't say enough for them. It's just absolutely wonderful. What a gift. All right. And so, you know, there's two parts to what you were saying. There's teaching and there's learning. Mm-hmm. All right. Which we call, by the way, teaching and learning. All right. And so I'm curious. Okay. Because, by the way, if nobody's learning, you're not teaching. I just want to tell everybody that. Okay. You can't have one without the other. All right. All right. So at any rate, let's talk about the teaching side. You get the Discovery platform. Karen, you can join in, but I'm going to ask Sarah first. Okay. How did you, you're a technology coordinator and digital coach, how did you learn how to use it? All right, what did Discovery provide? We can answer that in terms of that. And how did you teach the teachers how to do it? Sarah.
So first I went through the ambassador program for Discovery Ed so I could learn the platform. And then I put on different workshops and I send out weekly a tech tip, and I sent out a huge guide to Discovery Ed. So that was one of the tech tips. It was a huge guide. I send out the resources that come through, because then I became a star for Discovery Ed, and I get resources sent to me that are relevant during that that time period. And upcoming webinars and things like that. And then I forward those on to my teachers. So through that, and also just getting teachers' ears. And they call brainstorm with me or email ideas, just be able to pass on that information, because they might not be reading those emails. They're under a lot and the time is limited. But just be able to share it, word of mouth also helps a lot to get teachers to understand what it is. We had Discovery Ed in the past, so there were teachers that kind of got it, but they didn't understand how much it included, and so that was the big push, is to show them everything that they could use for it. So
it's really quite, I mean, the amount of the content on there is absolutely astounding, and it, as we're talking here, they're working there to make that happen. It continues to grow and grow and grow. What was the reaction? And, you know, you're in a rural district. Okay, this is something new and exciting, but it is new. All right, and I don't know how the teachers were trained in their colleges, et cetera. What was the teacher reaction to it, if I may ask?
I think there was a big gasp, like, I didn't know we had this. I didn't know this was available because time they found it, you know, it took a while to get them and to realize that there was so many potential with it. And I think videos help a lot because I would send out tutorial videos on how to do different things. And that's what I found helped a lot is having a video. Because you can write out step-by-step directions all day, but to have a video to actually see it in action is how I teach the teachers through video. But I've seen teachers use it to show tours of different animal habitats and science. I've seen them, you know, in a U.S. history class use a studio board for Bill of Rights and freedoms, First Amendment. I've seen high school teachers completely flip their classrooms where they're watching the video and then coming back.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, so that's there's so many different ways that they have tried it out and are using it. So,
By the way, I wrote it down, but I think you answered my question. You're using this K-12, I assume. I just wanted to be sure.
Yeah.
I think you are, the way you said
it. Yes, it is.
With American history and all that. That's fabulous. And you said something else that struck me. I wrote it down. You said that the teachers began to recognize the potential, okay? And that is such a great statement because, like everybody in every profession, you try to always keep up to date, but you know, you kind of just do the same things a lot of times. And when suddenly you're handed something brand new, okay, and you start to see all the potential and the way you can use that for change, and in this case, change in your teaching style, change in what you are teaching, change in how the kids are going to learn because it's thought out by experts, all right, it really opens up a door of potential. And I thought that was just an interesting statement. I think it's wonderful. You know, it's like a new paradigm for everybody. It gives you something that's pretty cool. I've got to tell you, Karen.
Well, Larry,
Karen,
I can just jump into it. Yeah.
You can. I'm just going to ask you, jump, Karen. Jump, Dr. Bureau.
You know, I've been in education a long time, Larry, a long time.
Not that long, Karen, that long. Come on. Come on.
And, you know, what we've seen in the last several years is that, you know, oftentimes, new teachers who were coming into the profession and, you know, were using technology in their everyday lives. They had cell phones. They kind of were growing up with it.
Yeah.
You know, they were familiar with the technology. They didn't necessarily have the teaching, the pedagogy. Whereas, you know, your more veteran teachers, they've had, listen, I know how to teach. I know the teaching strategies, but I might not be as familiar with, you know, the newfangled technologies, whereas I believe that now that's all come together. And we're, as educators, saying, okay, nobody certainly ever intended to have a technology system where we'd all be sitting in front of screens for 6 hours a day.
Yeah.
You know, the pandemic was definitely interesting. But, you know, we've learned from it now to be able to say, you know, here's where we can use technology. It's like Sarah was saying, you know, we can flip our classrooms. We can use this content for students to learn and then work in small groups. I mean, we can definitely do things differently, and technology and digital content can help with that. And I think we've all come together on that.
You know, I agree with you. And, you know, it's interesting. I love when you said the newfangled stuff. I love that phrase, newfangled.
That's right. Newfangled technology.
But the other thing, and we can't forget this, the other thing that's newfangled besides the technology are our students. They are newfangled, okay? They're not they're not running outside and playing baseball in the sandlot like I did when I was a kid. Okay, they play it on screen. I know that's stereotyping, etc. The kids are newfangled as well, if I could use that term. okay? Which, Sarah, brings me, I'm sure you're getting feedback. I know you're getting great feedback from the teachers and the educators, however you want to phrase that. But what are they hearing from the kids or the parents about the different way the kids are learning? Have you gotten any feedback on that, Almighty Technology Coordinator?
I have got a little feedback on the when teachers create choice and options with they might create like a studio board, choice board, and the students really like having choice in what they're doing and how they're showing their understanding.
Yep.
And being able to use those four C's, you know, to show what they are comprehending. So that's actually, I'm going to do a whole learning menus and how to use Discovery Ed Studios for learning menus. That's coming up on another training here shortly. So I think 21st century skills are definitely something that the students need and appreciate when they have a voice in their learning. And so that's another thing I've gotten feedback from students that they like when they are able to, in different ways, show that they're understanding concepts.
Yeah, and you know, and I'm going to go back to what you said before. You know, I don't know that much about gold mining, but I know it doesn't look like the treasure of Sierra Madre anymore, where you take a donkey up to the mountains. Okay, it's all high tech stuff, and to work any given machine, to do the work, to understand the work, to understand the structure and the safety, okay? It's all STEM. It's all science and technology and engineering and math, okay? And I don't care who that person is who goes into the mines to do the work. They better have a deep understanding of the, I'll say, the engineering and the science that goes behind it. Because they want to walk out of those mines at the end of the day. They want those machines to work. They want it to be efficient. And what you said is so important. These kids get these – we put these 21st century skills in front of these kids, okay? It opens up a whole new world for them, all right?
Yeah.
And whether they stay – yes, whether they stay local at Nevada Gold Mines, which is wonderful, or they go wherever. Okay, look at what you're look at the gift everybody gave them. It's unbelievable. Go ahead, Sarah, you're going to say something. Go ahead, Sarah.
Oh, just the world opening up for our students. That's another gift that we got from Discovery Ed is all of these virtual field trips and showing the students that it's the world beyond this little corner. Yeah, definitely opening up the world for our students was another thing that we love about it.
Well, you have to, okay? And by the way, we do the same thing. I live in rural Maine, okay? And it's the same challenges, all right, where the kids don't have access to the whole – they do, but they don't even know what's out there. Your kids have access. They just don't know what's out there, all right? And this lets them see, hey, this is out there, all right? And by the way, although I'm saying they can go anywhere they want, Elko ain't so bad. Am I right? Am I right, Sarah?
Yeah.
It's a pretty cool little town. Yeah. Right. I mean, I was just amazed. When I was looking at pictures of it today, I was just amazed how pretty it is and where it is. And it's just a part of the world I don't know about. So I just found it really interesting. Karen, anything to add as we wind down here? One of the two super women?
No, I love
it. Supergirl. I promoted you. You're super women.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right. I loved what Sarah said about, you know, just opening up the world to our students. And I'm the third rural person on this call. You know, I live in rural Pennsylvania. But last week, you know, had the opportunity to attend the National Rural Educators Conference. And, you know, everything
that
Sarah was saying, that was in Indianapolis.
Nice.
And everything that Sarah was saying were all the main points of conversation. You know, how do we ensure equity, which, by the way, has tons of definitions, and how do we ensure equity to our students? And, you know, you had mentioned, Larry, that Joan Ebert, she's just amazing with thinking about the equity piece. And then, you know, with people like Sarah who are bringing this to our schools every day, it makes my heart feel so great for our students.
Yeah, and, you know, thanks for bringing up the equity piece. I mean, we are the voice of the American Consortium for Equity in Education. We publish a magazine called Equity in Access, all right? And I guess I should have brought that up more so than I did on this podcast, but, you know, there is an equity thing. We've got to make sure that the kids in Elko or in Little Cornish, Maine, where I live, okay, that they have that same opportunity to see the world, okay, get the experience, et cetera, as the kids in a big city do, all right? Get the culture involved, et cetera. They can make their own choices in the end, all right, they want to be and what they want to do, but we got to make sure they can see it. It's all out there. And that was a great point. Thank you for bringing that up. I really appreciate it. Sarah, continue good fortune, okay? And I have to ask does your husband actually go down into the mines? Are there actually, like, mines where you, like, go into them?
Yes, he's an underground miner. They have an open pit, so my husband's underground. So he goes down into mines.
Okay, well, a safe life and a good one. How cool, all right? This is really neat. Thank you for bringing all that up. Thank you for being with us. And ladies, Karen,
thank you.
Sarah, happy Thanksgiving. The turkeys will be in Elko. I promise you.
Yes.
The turkeys are coming to Elko. Okay.
Thank you so much for having me on the show. And actually, in
rural Pennsylvania, they'll be making a turkey out of Utz pretzels and Snyder's pretzels.
Probably,
am I correct?
That's right. And Pat's cheesesteaks. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I was just going to say, stuffed with cheesesteaks. So there you go.
That's right.
Perfect. Okay, what a great turkey. Now I'm hungry. All right? Both of you, have a great holiday, okay? Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you, Karen. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And I want to say again as we wind down here, I got to congratulate Nevada Gold Mines for stepping up. That is a company. Look it up. Just learn a little bit about them. That is the perfect combination. Have industry step up and open up the world to these kids. So congratulations to them. We'll archive at ace-ed.org. That's our home website. Go over and enjoy what we do. I'm Larry Jacobs. Thanks for listening.